The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best-ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Don Harris, good morning, Don.
Ryan, good morning to you, sir.
It's nice to talk to you again. How's the world?
I'm good. Have you recovered from your exertions at the weekend?
I could lie and say yes, I have, but the truth is, no, I haven't. It took a fair bit of whack out of me, now, to be honest with you, Don, but that's age now. Nothing to do with
I know the feeling.
Energy, yeah. But having said that, I did get a bit of vinyl in over the weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I find the music of Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, I find crooners particularly lend themselves to vinyl when you want to wind down. I mean, you're a vinyl guy, right?
I am.
What is it about it? What is it? Why? I mean, look at Golden Discs, a resurgence, and they're even opening new shops. People want machines.
Which is such great news.
Isn't it?
And I think stores like that coming back in the high street are the stores that are going to bring people back into places that have become a little bit quieter, let's say, particularly obviously this year, but that's a bit obvious. But you know, people used to walk around the back streets to look for record shops to buy the album that they were looking for.
Yeah.
And there was great experts there, like Freebird Records and people. So vinyl has, I think, almost been the saviour of what used to be called record shops, but are now, I guess, music shops.
The George's Arcade always had a good selection.
Absolutely, yeah.
Boxes terrific. To flip through.
Yeah, it was great. The trouble was you had to not spend too much money because you could come back with 10 or something and you only went in for one, you know?
And vinyl listening parties, what are they? I've heard about them.
Okay, well, what I liked to do back in the day, and maybe the day will come again, was to hold evenings for vinyl. People would bring along their vinyls that they didn't have a record player to play them on, or a turntable, we should probably say. And the joy that they would have in getting out the vinyl, talking about how they got it, why they got it, who maybe gave it to them, and maybe a particular song, it was very interesting. There was always a story behind the vinyl, the records, which wasn't the same as cassettes or CDs or mini discs or anything else. Vinyl had a way, first of all, you could look at the covers and the artists that drew the covers or took the photographs for the covers or designed the covers were exceptional people, and their design has lasted. And I have vinyl records strewn across the floor here now because I heard people going to ring. And I'm just looking at the quality of the art and the covers. It's just extraordinary. Yeah. So it's all part of a sort of a romance with vinyl, I think, which translated onto the covers as well.
What jumps out at you there as you're looking at the floor?
Well, now, I have to tell you, I'm banging it here. This is the first album I ever bought, and it's Olivia Newton-John.
Holy
what can
man.
I say?
What can you
1973,
say?
1973, and it's a black and white cover, and it's just called Olivia. But it's just, it was instant times. But when you look at the artists that were on it, John Farrar, Kevin Peake, Bruce Wells and John Farrar arranged and produced. So there was lots of people behind the albums. And again, you can see this on albums. And then the other thing about the album Evenings and Parties is that nowadays people really enjoy the novelty of picking up the needle and moving it across the record to find the track. And if you get the wrong track, it's even funnier.
Yeah.
But it's good fun to do.
It's the ceremony. You know, you might have the little brush to get rid of the dust on the as it turns around, and then the needle drops in between the right lines, and that gets messier depending on how many glasses in you are, but it nevertheless, it's also what I love is you listen to an album the way an artist wanted you to. Every song, both sides, in a certain order. You know, it's very respectful to the music, and I think a lot more goes in. Spotify is a bit, you know, so your head's wrecked and you're jumping around the whole time. Just settle, enjoy the album.
Yeah, and the notes on the back. I picked up now Oscar Peterson Trio, Nice Train. And the notes on the back of that, this was recorded in 1968, but the notes on the back tell all about the band and how it came to be, the tracks that were written. And it's one of my favourite albums still.
Yeah.
And very, very relaxing to, I mean, there's a track on it called Hymn to Freedom that Oscar Peterson plays. I was delighted that I got to see him in the RDS once upon a time.
Lovely.
And it's still a fantastic album to have. And it's just not the same on a CD. Of course, the music is there, but it's I don't know, there's something about the nostalgia of an album and proper vinyl that still resonates, I think.
And technology is very nice now. You can get vinyl album covers made. It might be a gift, or it just could be something you're interested in yourself, and get albums, you know, the tracks you want put on them in much the same way you might have done a CD or a tape, like a mixtape once upon a time. So it's moved on. You don't just have to have the album you want.
Yeah, I think that's true. I don't know so much about that, in all honesty, because I still have my old albums, and I haven't been buying that many new ones because I still have the originals. And I kind of get a bit of a smile when people are going in to buy a new Derek Gates album, but I still have the Brothers in Arms is another one I have here. So, and then the sadness as well. I'm looking at Michael Jackson's Thriller and the whole album and the picture, and there's a little cat, you know, pictured with him. And you kind of think, there's sad memories as well with some of these that you kind of dive into as well, which is sad.
Yeah. But when you get the right night with the right crowd and the right atmosphere, the vinyls is a beautiful way to while away the hours.
It's all about the conversation. I know you'd be in tune with that. It's about the conversation around it and where the storytelling goes. Yeah. I think it's a terrific thing to be able to do. And maybe when we're all back, there will be times for that again.
Don?
Yeah.
You still with me?
I am.
Oh, good. It's just that Ireness have asked me to look into Santa's sack and see if we can find something for you.
Oh, cool.
And they've insisted that I give you a gift.
Sounds like it could be Tubular Bells.
Or something like that. A lot of angels getting their wings this morning now. But they want to give you a Sennheiser wireless earphones worth €200.
My goodness.
High fidelity sound, deep bass, natural mids, clear detailed treble. I'm just making this up off the cuff. And you can personalise your listening experience with built-in equalisers to enjoy sound quality that's tailored to you. How about that?
Listen, that is just an absolute pleasure. Thank you
so much.
Yeah,
you can plug that
in. I was in Hoth these days. We spoke some time ago, right? So I have the walks around Hoth and I'll be listening and... listen to the vinyl on those and out for walks. So that's an absolute treasure. Thank you so
much. Enjoy. Happy Christmas, Don, to you and yours. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Ryan. And
best
of
luck.
Best.
And the same to you. Arnott's on the lower ground level there has their tech department. That's where you'll find those headphones if you don't want to steal Don's from him.